This is Senator Al Simpson. President Bush is right to right now deny heavy cash to the Soviets until they cut back on their military spending. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, when President Bush held the economic summit in Houston, he was very right to resist the pressure to commit a bundle of cold cash to prop up the mess in the Soviet economy. Until the Soviets stop blowing 25% of their gross national product on military spending, why should the U.S. toady up for a country that could be helping itself? And don't forget the $5 billion the Soviets spend in Cuba and the billions more each year they give to the bad guys in Angola and Afghanistan. Ted, clearly any billions the Soviets want from us could only make it much easier for them to continue their own military spending abroad. Let's see them stop building the heavy stuff and start putting bread on the shelves in Moscow stores before we start writing the checks, Ted. Try to be tough on this one. It will be hard for you.
Al, it's not all or nothing. The United States ought to be providing some kinds of economic aid to the Soviet Union. Even President Bush finally agreed with that at the Economic Summit of Western Industrial Nations. Frankly, Al, I'm surprised at President Bush's reluctance. With massive foreign aid flowing to other nations, it's wrong to apply a double standard to the Soviet Union. How can the White House say no to Moscow after saying yes to China? President Bush began to see the light at the summit when he realized that our European allies are going off without us in helping Gorbachev. Foreign aid may be unpopular with you hardliners, Al. You'd rather send in the Marines than dollars. But most citizens understand that American foreign aid is essential to American foreign policy. We helped Germany and Japan after World War II. It makes sense to help the Soviet Union, too, now that the Cold War's ended. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on long overdue improvements in our system of education. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.